All right. We reached that time, folks. It's a Friday. It's crunch time. It's the last segment. We do our head-shaking thing. We look at our world of sports and celebrity and wonder just how the heck fill in the blank actually said, did, or even thought it. We call it the tool shed. But as always, before we roll out the nominees, we call upon our eternal landlord to open the tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Somebody suggested the NFL for including Aaron Hernandez in their Those We Lost video. It turned out it was like a quick photo of him. There really wasn't any acknowledgement, and a lot of the people probably didn't even notice it. I mean, it would have been different if there was a music montage and they showed him like catching touchdowns and stuff like that. And the story itself is just so despicable, probably best avoided. But I couldn't find out who exactly was responsible, so that made it a little difficult. But either way, let's move on. I have a trio. Start with Warrior power forward Draymond Green. You know, I get that chip on the shoulder where you get drafted. It pushes some to achieve. Each day I show up here, I want to do well just to rub it in the face of some douche I used to work for at my previous stop who I once referred to as a clown who couldn't find his own rear end with a compass, a Sherpa, and a two-day head start. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Sarge. But I also take pride in being happy, live a great life, and don't act like an erratic crackpot most of the time who needs daily therapy. Some may differ. So last game, Draymond got hit in the mouth. Wasn't really blatant. The ref, I guess, missed it. She happened to be a woman. And we know how the angry macho turds of the sports world feels about that. So after getting teed up, then run, he screamed at Lauren Holtkamp and called her an effing B-word. It's a punk move. He leads the NBA in techs, and they do have the best record in the league. He's a three-time All-Star, Defensive Player of the Year, and he's won two titles. Imagine if things were not going his way. Next, Colts general manager Chris Ballard. Not really a big fan of what Josh McDaniels did. It was pretty apparent he'd more than verbal to be the next coach at Indy, but you do have to apply facts. He never signed a contract. During any of his press conferences or press sessions and answers, during Super Bowl week, he never really acknowledged he would be the head coach. So when he pulled a Belichick with the Jets or a Billy Donovan with the Magic, yeah, it was uncomfortable, but a lot is on Ballard, who did not get his I's dotted or T's crossed before he called a press conference to introduce, well, he assumed his new coach. Then because McDaniels is back with the Patriots, he proclaimed, the rivalry's back on. What rivalry? The one between Brady and Manning? The one with Indy and New England that you had no part of? You blew it, dude. Own it. Finally, my New York Rangers and their brass combo of Glenn Slotsy Sather and Jeff Gorton. Yeah, so they quit. They're a game over 500. It's the NHL. They still had a shot. And they began to wave the proverbial white flag out at 33rd and 8th in Midtown. Sure, they looked disgusting in a 6-1 loss to the Bruins. And sure, it looked like they quit on their head coach, Alain Vigneault. And remember, this franchise is not the model of success. They made the Stanley Cup Finals in 2014. They won the Stanley Cup in 1994. The last time they won it before then, 1940. It was actually a chant Islander fans levied at them during their early 80s dynasty when they would go, 1940! But those guys put out a letter to fans that told them to get ready for a fire sale. They're going to bring in younger players, trade their top guns like Rick Nash, the captain, Ryan McDonough, Matt Zuccarello, Chris Kreider, and who knows, maybe even the king, Henrik Lundqvist. As you might imagine, the season ticket holders are just delighted. Season tickets for the Rangers and Knicks in Midtown Manhattan. Yeah, not a lot of two-for-one coupon clipping, but you know what? Draymond Green's a ding-dong. I'm going to go with Chris Ballard, the Colts GM, because even though McDaniels is culpable here, if you look back at the history, he really never got confirmation that guy, and it's the information age tech. So, Josh, I'm going to have a press conference tomorrow. You're in, right? If you get a lot of that, don't go ahead with the press conference.
I'm pretty confused how they got to the point where he would sign all of the assistants first before securing McDaniels.
Something very odd is here. Amiss. Something is amiss.
Just so bizarre, like how he goes about his business, is going through all of the steps other than the one that facilitates everything else.
Well, it seems like if that's how he does his business, he won't be in business very long.
Yep.
And with that, we close the Crunch Time Toolshed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Alexa Gente, the demanding one. So, and by the way, contrary to popular belief, I have been keeping a running tally of everybody we're nominating and actually just putting in to the tool shed. So I think we could then start doing like what tax people do. We'll start doing like quarterly reports and just kind of update who's in there so far. That is really not going to happen. But I really have, so far, kept a running tally of our 2018 tool shed. We kind of kept the most half-assed records up there. It would be like the notes the young kid took in Almost Famous. It was like written on the back of napkins and post-its and letters and coasters and stuff like that. Now it's a document saved in my Word on my desktop on my laptop. So I tell you what, I insist on nothing. I just think we're in better shape to keep records.